Film.
And Furious.
Welcome back for another Angry Film Review. Due to the nature of this podcast, there are bound to be some unavoidable spoilers. So if you've not seen this film yet, hit pause right now and come back when you've seen it.
If you want to hear more Film and Furious movie reviews, don't forget to subscribe and check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy. Thanks for listening.
Right, if you're still listening, don't blame me.
Eternals, released on the 5th of November 2021. Ah, oh, another Marvel sideshow, it appears. Maybe it's not a sideshow, maybe this is integral to their new plan. By the way, I'm going to be doing some major spoilers on this one, so watch out. Before I start, I don't want to sound like I'm a complete downer on Marvel films. The last, how many have I done since I started recording this podcast? I can't remember, but don't know if this is only my second one or if I've done a couple of other ones. But I'm not a big downer. I do actually like the odd Marvel film. First of all, Iron Man, the first one, the original one, absolute brilliant. It was great. Captain America, was never really a fan of Captain America anyway, because I'm not super into comics, or Captain Marvel, to be honest, so I thought they were pretty mediocre. Iron Man just seemed really cool, and Robert Downey Jr., so went with it, and it was absolutely brilliant. Incredible Hulk, the 2028 version, actually, that's the Edward Norton one. That's actually, I liked that one. The other ones, not so much. Guardians of the Galaxy, absolutely loved that one. Ant-Man, the first one, yes, again, brilliant. Paul Rudd, lots of funny moments in it. I guess there's a theme. I guess I'm liking these if there's like sort of humour in it. The Spider-Mans can have a bit of humour as well, so yeah, they weren't too bad. And I sort of like Doctor Strange as well. So that was a really quick roundup of previous Marvel films. Back to this one, Eternals. So basically, to sum up, this time there's a bunch of Eternal beings that have been hiding in plain sight and not interfering with human interests apart from when fighting a bunch of bad human-killing aliens. However, there's a twist. The Eternals are really here to nurture humans until there's enough human intelligence to birth a new super being that will give birth to new galaxies, but all at the cost of destroying the human race. Now, I can actually buy that comic book nonsense. And I actually liked how the film kept dipping back into historical backstory scenes. But what annoyed me is that in the present day, it's set in the same universe as the whole Avengers and Thanos and Endgame stuff, and they make constant references to it, mentioning it, chatting about it, joking about which one of them should be the new Captain America. Yet how is it in the last 25 Marvel films we've not heard of any of these guys or seen any little sneak peeks of them? Yeah, they throw in the whole not interfering line a few times to whitewash over it, but it sort of stinks. Also, annoying thing number two, it was far too slow, far too mushy, needed more action, and definitely needed more like comic relief from Kingo and his valet. They were quite funny. For me, I can't really give this a higher rating than 2.5 out of 5. Just completely middle of the road Marvel stuff. And don't forget to stay for the post-credit scenes, but they're only going to raise yet more questions than answers. I really have no idea where Marvel's going with these films of late and how they're going to tie it all back together, if indeed they are going to try and tie it all back together like they did with Endgame. I suppose we might get to know in another 3 or 4 years of crazy antics like this.
Have you seen this movie yet? Are you going to see this movie? Do you agree? Do you not agree? What would you give it out of 5? You can let me know on Twitter. It's @theabductee. Don't forget to check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy, where I talk about popular and not so popular conspiracy theories with Carlos and occasional guests. As usual, thanks for listening. See you next time.